You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Beetlejuice Beetlejuice?
Don't say his name one more time
or
he'll
never
fucking come for us and
oh, no.
Try and fuck our wives and marry our kids.
Did you reckon yeah. that the third movie, Beetlejuice, 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 he'll come into real?
Yeah, they'll release it. Okay, first of all, straight off the bat, do you really think that Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice is going to do well enough that they make Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
Yeah, yes. Look at Tim Burton's filmography as of recent. Everyone loves him.
He's such hits such as...
Mordecai.
Mordecai?
Mordecai is not Tim Burton. That's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but it was also directed by
him. Tim Burton didn't make Mordecai that weird.
The only
movie
thing I know about Mordecai is I read this great article going through the Mordecai Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
In the lead up to Mordecai and then in the series of like the weeks after its release. You're getting like 100, not even 100 likes, 20 likes on some of them. Awesome stuff. Who was that guy?
Who was the guy?
If you know who was in charge of the Mordecai Twitter account, keep it to your fucking self.
Who directed Mordecai?
What was the one that came around the same time as Dark Shadows?
Dark Shadows, that is
Dark Shadows. Yes, the classic Dark Shadows. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Did he do Dumbo? He did do Dumbo.
That's a reference to Danny DeVito seeing Dumbo fly for the first time in the trailer.
It's truly one of our favorite moments in cinema. Yeah. Danny DeVito, in trailers, excuse me. None of us have seen the movie. But when Danny DeVito sees Dumbo,
he does this.
It's the best noise. It's fabulous.
I think Mordecai came out way later than the movie you were thinking of, but both do stink.
Yes.
Oh, he directed 4 episodes of Wednesday.
Okay.
Whoa, that's the dancing one.
That's Jenna Ortega. Okay.
Whoa, actually.
Yeah, I know. She's in this movie. Before we get to that, though, what do we think Mordecai is about?
Mordecai is about a French... It's like the Pink Panther, but he's French.
He's
and it's
a
Johnny spy.
Dead.
Detective?
Yeah, he's
I
a
detective.
I
thought he was like an art thief.
No, I'm pretty sure Mordecai's like a Inspector Clouseau.
I know from that Twitter account he has a butler. What does that tell us?
He's a rich... Detective.
He's got a really stupid accent.
And a mustache.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a detective.
Is he kind of like like an Agatha Christie type going into a thing?
That's
eccentric?
The vibe. But I don't know. I don't really think anybody knows who Mordecai is or what he does.
I think is like a person you hire when you have an eccentric case to solve.
Oh, okay. If there's
something like you're inheriting grandmama's millions.
Yeah.
And you need someone who is like, doesn't do things by the book, but also understands what bloods are the wealthy? Or blue bloods?
Blue bloods are the wealthy.
Yeah. Who understands the blue blood culture.
Okay. So if there's a diabolical plot afoot,
yes,
you get Mordecai, but a diabolical plot involving the wealthy elite, you get Mordecai in.
And who will fix it with his eccentricities.
My belief...
Mordecai, this just to help you out a little bit, with like maybe what just happened, wasn't written but was directed by the writer of Jurassic Park, Mission Impossible...
W.T. Fuck?
He wrote Spider-Man. He wrote Panic Room. He wrote...
Spider-Man. Like the first Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
What
the movie
fuck?
Called Spider-Man. He wrote Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of Crystal Skull. He wrote Angels and Demons.
Well, these are getting less impressive.
He also wrote Carlito's Way. I think that won a lot of awards.
Is that the one with Nick Cage?
No, it's the one with...
I'm thinking of his mandolin. Oh,
it sounds like you were really in pain then.
It's the one It's the one starring Al Pacino.
Oh, okay.
He wrote Death Becomes Her.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote
Didn't Pacino win an award for Carlito's Way? Or was it the one where he was meant to win it for that, but then they didn't, and so he won for Scent of a Woman?
Maybe? That sounds right. That sounds like the fucking Academy.
He wrote War of the Worlds.
Yeah. Anyway, my belief is
and he directed Mordecai.
My belief is that Mordecai is an art thief, but he's quite incompetent. Mm. But it's his sexy girlfriend that does all the stealing. That feels like that's what the movie's
about. Or it's like, oh, you hire me to solve your crime, but while I'm doing that, I do
a
crime.
But I'm stealing the art from you.
Oh, who stole the art? And then I will investigate. But actually, me.
It was Mordecai all along.
I'm a silly slapstick.
But actually,
idiot.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sort of in a weird way deeply fascinated by the movie Mordecai.
Yeah.
We talk a lot on basic speculation about fake movies, but I think Mordecai really takes the cake.
Critics say it's an aggressively strange and willfully unfunny. The misguided Mordecai sounds of frightfully low note. In Johnny Depp's post-Pirates filmography.
Okay.
Describing a movie is just strange. It's not bad. It's not going to just weird.
Not funny. Yeah. Definitely not funny.
Willfully unfunny.
Daily Telegraph called it the crap Budapest Hotel.
What?
All right, and maybe... So... This is an even
from
more...
That, so
from
an that, evil maybe, bellhop?
No. From that, maybe it's like it's an ensemble piece where it's like you have a bunch of different zany characters.
Yeah.
That Mordecai has to, you know...
Interact with.
Another review...
And that's where the comedy comes
could
from.
This is another review in a professional magazine. Like it's not just like pulled from Letterboxd.
Yeah.
Mordecai? More like Mort de Cinema, more like. What the fuck is going on? What's happening?
I think we should. I'm so sorry for opening the Mordecai hole to Mordecai realm. So,
oh my god, Mordecai in its third week
is
the 10th biggest theater drop of history of all time.
Whoa.
It had a 90.4% drop.
That's very good for everyone to be like, don't. It stinks.
Don't watch Mordecai.
It's real bad.
Unfortunately, now
stay at home challenge for Mordecai heads.
But now I feel like I really have to watch Mordecai.
What's the plot? Can we get at least an idea? How close were any of us?
Yeah.
Was your swing for the fence for Mordecai?
Yeah, my swing for the fence for Mordecai is maybe he's not even an art. He's just a wealthy guy and he just gets caught up in something, you know?
Yeah.
It's a farce.
My swing for the fence is that whoever hired Mordecai, because I'm still thinking he's like some kind of private detective thing, is the person that committed the crime.
I feel like
it's a bad dog glass onion, the first one.
Yeah, it's a bad Knives Out.
That's
Mordecai is a bad Knives Out.
Yeah.
I feel like for the thumbnail for this one, you should put Mordecai.
Along
with Beetlejuice, Mordecai should be around.
So the plot summary also doesn't really fucking help us.
What is Mordecai?
Because, okay, so look, you get some idea.
Okay.
But it won't be quite as satisfying as you need. Because the opening paragraph is Lord Charlie Mordecai, an art dealer, but art dealer is in quotations.
Maybe he is an art thief. Maybe I was right.
An art dealer and swindler.
Right. Okay, you were right.
Okay, wait. You're like, oh, okay, it's about it. He's is accosted in Hong Kong by one of his victims, a gangster named Fang. And then their painting is stolen, I think. So he's an art dealer and his painting is stolen?
And he's an art thief?
Fang's
a guy that got...
He's painting a story.
Maybe Mordecai sells fake art to people.
Mordecai's faithful manservant.
I knew he had a butler. Okay.
So his name is Jacques.
Extricates
Jacques.
Is it Jacques or Jacques?
Surely it's
Jacques. It's just spelled Jacques. I don't know. Like, I haven't seen the fucking movie.
J-O-C-K?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Were they meant to be like Jacques, but that's the joke, and it's Jacques?
I don't.
Extricate. Anyway,
Fang
tries to kill Mordecai,
as you do,
right?
Who's an art dealer, wink, and swindler.
Yeah.
And then Jock saves them before they can be killed. And then returning to London, Mordecai and his wife Joanna consider ways to pay off their crushing tax debt. What the fuck
is Mordecai about?
I cannot stress enough, listeners are probably sitting at home being like, oh, that's funny, he's just picking random sentences from the plot.
Just following straight
on. No, that's the fucking three first lines. I read the full paragraph, and then the next line of the second paragraph.
So Mordecai, he art thief slash swindler, and he's got
a crushing tax debt.
So it's anti-tax. All right, go on.
At the same time in Oxford, a painting becomes the target of an elaborate theft, resulting in the murder of an art restorer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Inspector Martland is put on the case.
Okay.
Who the fuck is that?
Inspector Martland.
Sure.
Okay. I need some like visuals of who's playing who.
I left my little machine outside.
Mm-hmm. So Martland is Ewan McGregor.
What?
Ewan. You're not better than this, but you know.
Joanna, Mordecai's wife, is Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
Jock is played by Paul Bettany.
Wait, what? Hang on. What?
Yeah.
Jock
yeah.
is Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
I thought Jock was Mordecai.
No,
Jock's Mordecai's Manson.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I thought his name was Jock Mordecai.
No,
right.
His name's Charlie Mordecai. All right.
Thank you. All right.
Good stuff.
Charlie Mordecai and Johanna. Joanna Mordecai.
Right.
All righty.
And Jock's last name is Strap. Jockstrap with two P's.
Okay, so it is Jock, not Jock.
But that's so weird.
What a
fucking...
Anyway, Martland is on the case. He, in love with Johanna since college, or probably Johanna, I guess. Hey.
Yeah.
Johanna since college puts pressure on Mordecai to assist him. Martland believes the prime suspect to be Emil Strango. Mordecai agrees to help in exchange for 10% of the insurance money. Emil Strango is played by not an actor I recognize.
Okay. I recommend if you can find it, searching out the Mordecai Twitter account because it's done as though it's Mordecai tweeting.
Oh.
So that just will give you an idea of who Mordecai is as a character.
I don't have Twitter.
Oh, that's fair.
And I don't think I can look at it. Yeah, now.
No, what? You know what? That's for the best.
Okay, and the guy that plays the guy I just said is an Australian actor who's been on Home and Away and All Saints and McLeod's Daughters and Sea Change.
Jeff Goldblum's in it as someone called Cramp.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Olivia Munn's either his wife or daughter, Georgina Cramp.
And Michael Culkin is in it. Are they related? No, it's an Irish actor, not related. No relation to the other Culkins.
Mordecai is a black hole of it's madness.
Yeah.
It's madness to learn about Mordecai.
Okay.
Because even though you've talked me through the plot, I still don't really have a handle on what's going on.
Featured reviews on IMDb, it's 7 stars. Lighthearted comedy, 8 stars. Did I watch the same film? Someone 9. Maybe I just like bad movies.
The reason that this painting was stolen and murdered is because maybe it conceals the location of, and you're not really going to see this one coming best in everything we've just said, a hoard of Nazi gold.
Is Mordecai real?
Mordecai is kidnapped by thugs working for a Russian named Romanov because they think that Mordecai has the painting.
Okay.
Right.
And then Romanov threatens to torture Mordecai unless he surrenders it. But then he escapes through a window with Jock.
Oh.
That's the end of the third paragraph.
I think it's based on novels. Reading the trivia, the major motion picture was not screened in advance for critics.
Okay. Always a good sign.
That's funny. At a cost of $60 million, this took in just 47.2 million, making it one of the biggest flops of 2015. Oh, Elijah Wood is in this as a cameo as a young Mordecai.
What the fuck is going on?
Mordecai, it's bad. I should never have brought this up.
You really should have.
I've derailed the episode more or less instantly. We have been consumed by this Mordecai hole. It's so, what has become of us? But I do take some solace in the knowledge that every listener and every viewer has come along with us, and now all of you are considering, or thinking about for the first time ever, the 2015 movie Mordecai.
Yeah.
The poster's really annoying as well. Mm-hmm. It has the same energy as, and now, do you remember the Russell Brand movie Arthur?
It does. Apparently, so Paul Bettany revealed that teeth worn by Johnny Depp were an homage to legendary British actor Terry Thomas. To legendary British actor Terry Thomas. Do you think Terry Thomas, if he is alive or not,
saw the movie?
Hey, man.
Or their estate.
Did you enjoy the movie? Yeah, it was fine. Did you notice Mordecai's teeth? What? Were they
Seem familiar?
I don't even remember him having put my teeth.
Oh,
he died in the '90s.
He didn't see Mordecai.
I just got a quick check in on Mordecai's teeth now.
I'm watching
the trailer. That's the painting that's stolen, presumably.
That's right. He's an art thief or a swindler. So, hang on. So if he's tax debt,
yes,
is he declaring his art theft?
Is the idea? Because from swindler, I get the vibe he's selling fake art.
I forgot that Mordecai is all fucked up looking.
Because he looks crazy. He's got a big weird mustache.
And fucked up teeth.
Yeah.
And fucked up teeth.
Hit their own homage. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, but he's so suave. What was the line
he
for the film?
He shoots a fucking guy in the trailer.
What was the line? What, sorry?
Like, you know, it's like little catchphrase for the film.
The Mordecai? I sort of seem to remember that there was a lot of...
Charisma has a something now.
Yeah, a lot of the marketing was about the mustache. They really thought the mustache...
Was it like a minimal like poster of that mustache?
I believe there was. Like, they really thought the mustache would be...
Like, really going to sell that.
That's what's going to
Everyone loved
it.
A silly mustache.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I believe that the post-credit scene is in the trailer.
Perfect.
Okay.
Based on the plot description I said before. But also, I think that Mordecai constantly accidentally hurts Jockstrap.
I think that's who he shoots in this scene. That's part of the joke.
Yeah, right? It's sophistication has a name. If you want to look at that beautiful poster where Johnny Depp is posing.
I don't like.
He's trying to hide the fact that maybe he just shot it. I don't know.
there is the vibe.
Like,
what's that face?
What's that face?
That's the face of a man who just shot himself. That's the expression.
I'm fancy and I forgot to put on my diaper. Anyway.
I feel like the Twitter account included a lot of like really early YouTube references that would be like, from Mordecai's perspective, something like, I've discovered this thing called YouTube. It's not a tube, though, would be the sort of tweet. Four likes. Does that make you want to see Mordecai?
The most recent tweet on the Mordecai Twitter account is a repost of Knives Out coming to Blu-ray.
What the fuck is the point of that? What?
You want to watch a better film?
But like...
Knives Out.
That came out so much later than Mordecai.
Is it the same production? Presumably the same production.
If it's not, that's madness.
Yeah. The last original tweet.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So Mordecai reposted the Glass Onion. The Knives Out.
Yes. Not Glass Onion, though.
No.
I noticed. Yeah.
So
it's the last hurrah.
It's the 11th of February 2020.
Yes.
Repost, hey.
11th of February.
11th of February 2020.
COVID.
Yeah.
COVID. Somebody's cracking open the Mordecai Twitter account for the first time. What was the tweet before that?
So then there's another repost for the premiere of a show called Florida Girls.
Okay.
And then 4 years before that. An original tweet.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life. Dance with a nympho in front of the wife, unhappy life. Hashtag Mordecai, MordecaiMovie.com, and then a clip from the movie Mordecai where he's dancing with...
presumably a nympho in front of his wife.
Yeah.
Unhappy
that's,
life.
That's fabulous stuff, dude.
Good work, whoever ran
that
Twitter account. You done did good.
Yeah.
You should be proud. That's art, I think.
I think it's spectacular stuff. It's really good.
Hashtag Mordecai in one of his rare serious moments, MordecaiMovie.com. And then just a picture of Johnny Depp as Mordecai looking serious. And it just says, today on Blu-ray and DVD, Mordecai.
Scroll back till you get some of those. To be more blonde every now and again. I don't know.
Because you want ones that are just Mordecai tweeting as though he's Mordecai. Mm.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I do like some of the images of the film. First off, it looks like Johnny Depp is an AI creation.
Yes,
and
it
secondly,
truly does.
I love the little mustache comb.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were really, really
leaning. They really were banking on the mustache is what's going to make this movie.
I guess it's in their novels, presumably.
Yes.
I'm guessing the mustache must play a big important part in the novels.
Who can say, dude?
It's based on a novel called Don't Point That Thing at Me.
I think they'll certainly never make try again to make these into movies.
I just received a check for 85 cents. Should I just throw it away? I know it's wasteful, but I can't take this embarrassing thing to the bank.
How many likes?
52.
That's awesome. Does that make you want to see Mordecai?
Jock and I were enjoying a very engrossing mafia program he introduced me to, but I believe the cable went out. What happens in the diner?
It's a Sopranos
it's
reference.
It's a Sopranos reference.
Mordecai watches Sopranos.
In 2015.
He was watching the finale for the Sopranos.
And the cable went out. 51 likes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, looking at, I think, the Mordecai book.
Yeah.
It definitely features the mustache on the cover. I don't know if that's more of a recent thing, like after the movie or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, they were like, well, the movie took off so much, the mustache became so iconic.
Yeah, it was written in 72 by a lovely man named Kirill Bonfiglioli.
Oh, awesome.
Who was an art dealer.
Is it about his life?
And his eccentric and witty Mordecai novels have gained a following since his death. Now, the first one, Don't Point the Thing at Me, is part one of a book one of a Mordecai trilogy. Oh. Do you reckon the filmmakers were like, money?
We got this money in the bag. Johnny Depp is just coming off Pirates. He's the most marketable he's ever been. And we've got just the character for him to play. Funny mustache rich man who has art.
Mordecai.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really good stuff. Well,
okay, well, it's an early version of Mordecai. The image there, and it looks like it's just a drunk
guy
with no mustache.
What the hell? Okay. Where's his iconic Mordecai mustache? That's what I'd like to know. Well, this has been an awesome Mordecai rabbit hole.
Yeah. Although one cover is a really good one.
Yeah.
Of it, which is like sort of like that pop. Culture-y kind of like
a pop art,
kind of like, you know, a gun going off with a bang, but the gun is flaccid.
It's
a flaccid gun. There.
It's that gun is floppy like a
floppy gun
on erect penis.
Yeah.
Actually, so the title of that Mordecai book is "Don't Point That Thing at Me."
Yeah.
Which is a flaccid gun penis.
Yes. Yeah.
That's also the story that the Mordecai movie is based on.
Yeah. Fabulous.
Yeah, he said that, but I was too busy.
You were too
not
busy
listening.
In the Mordecai hole. Yeah. I understand.
I get it.
I was looking at this tweet.
Yeah.
4 days before the movie came out.
Uh-huh.
Finally, someone has said it. My struggle has been a quiet but serious one. And sharing a BuzzFeed article that's 13 struggles of being really ridiculously good looking.
Okay.
How many likes?
Okay.
33.
You think the world's ready for a Mordecai reboot?
In 4 days, my life story is officially entered into the historical cinematic registry.
Yeah.
I am humbled at this. Get tickets. Mm-hmm. 51 likes.
What, on the day of release? The most important tweet of the Mordecai Twitter account's existence. What did they tweet and how many likes did it get?
Okay. On the day of Mordecai's...
The day of the release. This is when you are promoting the fuck out of the movie. This is when this tweet should be the most important tweet you ever make.
The one that you throw money at.
Yeah, exactly. You want this to go viral.
You want, like, we got to make this go
viral.
You want
the people who have been following the Mordecai Twitter account have been waiting for this tweet the whole time. This is the lead up. This is the climax.
Hello, world. My name is Charlie, hashtag Mordecai. Join me on my adventure at a theater near you. And then a link. And then a picture of Mordecai using a mustache comb.
Iconic image.
And then now playing underneath.
Yeah. How many likes?
818
likes.
Whoa! Basically viral.
That's the greatest day of the Mordecai Twitter accounts. Entire career.
It's family movie night tonight. Can you tell my okay, so let's look at some of the replies to this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's family movie night tonight. Can you tell my family that we need to see hashtag Mordecai, please, and thank you?
Can we go on to see the Twitter account's liked posts?
Oh, great idea.
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
What are they liking?
Yeah.
What is the Mordecai Twitter account liking, if anything?
I
hope it's mostly just porn bots and pussy and bio. Awesome.
Well, at this point, I mean, this is a truly abandoned. Well,
yeah.
It resurrected briefly during COVID, but.
No, that was pre-COVID.
Just before
COVID.
Literally, the month before.
That's even more baffling.
Yeah.
If it was like COVID's hit and whoever owned
literally,
the Mordecai Twitter
account. The month before it all turned to shit.
What the fuck?
Its most recent like is that Florida Girls trailer that it also reposted in 2019.
Okay, fair enough.
prior to that, it's liking people that are saying thank you for the follow. Because one thing that I didn't mention is that the Mordecai Twitter account, at part-time rogue, is following 10,000 people and has 11,000 followers. Oh, so I think that it was doing the follow for follow thing.
That's so good.
So its likes are like, thank you for the follow, sup, at part-time rogue, Mordecai, welcome and thank you for following me. I just saw the film and it was so great, so funny. Oh my God, really can't wait for Mordecai. Hooray to Mr. Depp. Yo ho, part-time rogue. Thanks for the follow. We should meet for cocktails. Look me up when you're in London. Hashtag the hair.
What? What? Who are these maniacs tweeting at the Mordecai Twitter account?
Well, I think he's getting nice.
Hey, it's working.
Whoa. It's worth noting that I found a screenshot from 2015 where Mordecai, first of all, was verified. Blue tick. Makes sense.
Of course, makes sense.
Following 17,000 people and followed by 22,000 people. Now it's half of that in both categories.
So, well, you know, Elon got rid of the bots. Only makes sense.
That is a good point.
That's so funny.
Okay.
People watching and listening at home, you got to go on Twitter right now and follow the Mordecai Twitter account.
The Twitter account was DMing people.
What?
Okay. Around the time of the movie.
I don't think you should be doing that.
Direct messages with Mordecai. You've made an excellent choice in following me. You'll most certainly learn a lot. I may even have a fleeting interest in you.
What? What does...
And
am I getting groomed? Thank you for following Mordecai. You're very mature for your age.
Mm.
What the fuck, man?
What? The fuck is going on?
But I think it would be awesome if we all started following them and retweeting the Mordecai Twitter account. I want whoever has that social media account like neglected in there on their computer to be like, what the fuck? People love Mordecai again?
Yeah, Mordecai's back.
Let's see if we can Morbius them into free.
You're gonna make Mort $1 million.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So Beetlejuice. All right. No, it's like, Mordecai.
Okay, well, what? Fuck Beetlejuice. Yeah, Mordecai. What are we going to ask?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, okay, do you reckon the world's ready for a either a follow up or a redo? Because I know everyone's
next
like,
year we will make, be 10 years.
Yeah. Everyone's always like, hey, make a bunch of remakes of like classic films.
Yeah, sure.
Why don't we just take another run up of clearly films that didn't do good the first time?
Yeah, try again.
Okay, yeah, the try again method.
We had a try again method with the Suicide Squad.
Exactly.
And the second one,
it can work
much better.
Yeah. The second one, much better, but made less money.
That's true.
COVID times.
Yeah.
COVID times in Australia, one of the smallest box offices in the world.
Yeah.
But I guess COVID was real then, but like...
as opposed to now.
Now it became fake at a certain point.
I sucked the vaccine out of me. I'm done with it.
Yeah. Like a venom.
Yeah, COVID or whatever, but Godzilla versus Kong made like triple what Suicide Squad did.
Big monkey
bigger than shark.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're going to remake Mordecai, are you doing another attempt at adapting the book?
Yeah.
Well, or are you remaking the Johnny Depp Mordecai?
I'm going the book, right? Because that's a trilogy.
Yeah, that's true.
There's an opportunity for a franchise. Plus, I can distance myself from that.
Mordecai has no mustache.
And I wouldn't even call
it...
tiny.
I wouldn't even call it Mordecai.
Are you calling it?
Whatever the book was called. Don't point that thing at me.
You can't release a movie called Don't Point That
you could release a movie called Don't Point That
Movie
Thing at Me.
Movie titles are never that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Let's look at what's playing right now, and let's see if there's anything with even a remote...
Godzilla vs. Kong Fallen Empire.
No, Godzilla... It's not the same energy as Don't Point That Thing at Me.
Some Like It Hot. You know, the most recent film from...
What about that movie that's coming out, or is out, that people talk about like it's very good, called like Too Many Beavers or something?
What the fuck?
No, it's supposed to be really good. It's called like Heaps of Beavers.
There's a 2020 film movie called The Point of No Return.
Yeah.
I guess Late Night with the Devil is similar.
Yeah, you can have a title. Don't Point That Thing at Me.
Okay.
Come on.
So this version of Mordecai
All the other current releases at the moment are like Civil War, Challenges.
Mm-hmm. Don't point that thing at me, though. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Now, Mordecai is 4 foot tall, bald.
Just for some editing purposes. So, boys, what do we think about the Mordecai remake? Yeah, beautiful. Nice. Solid, solid, yeah, solid.
Right, we're done now.
There's two things we need to do. Obviously, yeah. We've got to adapt a book we don't know anything about.
Yes.
Now, number two is we need to distance ourselves from the Johnny Depp Mordecai as much as humanly possible. All right,
so the first thing is no mustache.
No mustache.
We're getting rid of that iconic mustache because I'm not sure if that iconic mustache is in the novel.
Yeah.
Bald. Okay, so what if we... He can be a regular...
Yeah.
He could be like a regular, just like a normal, like average... Just
regular Joe.
Regular Joe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Joe Mordecai.
Changing his first name.
To average Joe Mordecai.
Average is Joe. Average Joe Mordecai. Yeah.
I'm gonna quickly read the very synopsis. Whole book.
Me and this will cost.
No. So I think if you just go for because Johnny Depp, weird, horrible goblin energy, terrible guy.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna swap him out, bring in like a. Okay, you know whose career I think needs to be taken down a notch in a Mordecai review? And one person I'm just sick of seeing.
So this is sort of a sabotage movie. Okay.
Tom Holland.
I'm sick of seeing Tom Holland too.
Like he did the film where he shouldn't have been cast in, what do you call Best in the Video Game?
Uncharted?
And that didn't take him down a peg.
No, that's true.
No, but the Mordecai remake might. Also, he's in the movie Cherry, which revealed that the Russo brothers maybe don't know how to direct movies and maybe Avengers was a fluke. Mm-hmm. And that includes a scene of his asshole, I believe.
Well, fabulous stuff.
It's CGI asshole, but then that's even crazier when you really think about it. I'm watching the movie that has Tom Holland's fake asshole that CGI.
What was so wrong with his real asshole?
Well, I think it's because it's shot from inside his asshole.
Whoa, they couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, you can't put a camera in Tom Holland's asshole.
So apparently the book ends with Mordecai apparently killing his manservant, Jock.
He kills Jock?
And going out in a shootout.
His loyal manservant.
And going out in a shootout.
Wait, he dies?
Dude, this movie's going to rock. Mordecai dies at the end of his own movie. And it's the first in a trilogy?
Yeah. Well, allegedly, apparently. So it looks like he's kind of faking. Okay. I'm guessing he's faking his own death for the tax reasons.
Okay. Right? All right.
Surely.
I got to find out.
And then the second one, it's Joanna coerces Mordecai into a marriage and a plot to assassinate the Queen of the UK.
What the fuck, Mordecai?
This movie rocks.
They should have made that one.
Yeah.
I'm a bumbling fool and my wife's going to kill the Queen.
Exactly. The third one, he travels to Ireland of Jersey and misses. His increasing unpopularity and becomes embroiled in the manhunt for a rapist.
What is going on in the Mordecai books?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tom Holland. Are we settling on Tom Holland? No, because I think if you want to make it Tom Holland, then you've got to make it as much. If this is a sabotage movie, Dusha, you want to make this as much like the Johnny Depp movie as possible. I think we go Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage.
Bald Peter Dinklage.
Is our Mordecai.
So.
We're trying to make it as unlike Johnny Depp as possible.
Okay. We've abandoned movie hit thing. I'm trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to figure out what happens at the ending of the movie, Mordecai. It's not what you just said.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Well, obviously.
There's no shootout.
Well, it seems that there was a clear, all this bullshit there, because I'm guessing maybe he's not even married in the first one, because the second one's about a marriage ploy to kill the queen. Which, great news.
That's awesome.
Because I think there's three fake paintings. So it's like it does the double bluff thing of like, we got the painting, this one's a fake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad guy's like, we got the real painting, and then sells it to the other bad guy, but then the second one's a fake, and then Mordecai has the real one.
Yeah, okay. So they're meant to be like, comic thriller novels. So I'm guessing it's just like, they're crime novels, but they're a little bit comedic.
Yeah, but not.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Maybe not feels, a slapstick?
Maybe they tried to make it too goofy for the Johnny Depp Mordecai. Yeah,
maybe.
But I don't know, because no one's ever seen that movie. Yeah. So in terms of tone, it's like fathomless to us. It's alien. Like,
this book won an award. In 73 for the best crime novel by a hitherto unpublished writer.
Are we casting British actors?
I think so.
All right, Peter Dinklage.
Okay.
He did a British accent in...
Yeah.
Is he British or American? He's American, right?
I believe so.
Okay,
I'm thinking. I kind of want someone like a Wilford Brumley kind of guy, towering over.
Yeah. We don't really have many actors that are that shape anymore.
Yeah,
which is a shame. I think you need
what's
guys
his
like
name?
That.
Gleason, like that.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not the father.
I know who you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, like Ooh. That kind of. Like a Ray Winstone.
Yes. Yeah. Ray Winstone. How old is he?
Are we? Oh, yeah. How old is the old man we're basing our franchise on?
You gotta pick an old man.
Yeah.
You simply have to pick an old man if you're making a franchise.
I think that I found something that's also going to help with the tone. And perfect. Ray Winstone, I think, is absolutely the right choice.
He's 67 years old, baby.
Oh, perfect.
Because
perfect lock trilogy. Lock it in.
Because the author who wrote Mordecai, or Don't Point That Thing At Me, and After You With The Pistol, etc. and so forth.
Yeah.
He was an art dealer, which we covered.
Sure.
We covered that part.
Yeah.
We didn't cover the fact that he was an accomplished fencer, a Whoa. Fair shot with most weapons, and a serial marrier of beautiful women.
He was the real-life Mordecai.
Is this like...
Did he base it off his own life?
He claimed...
evidently.
I mean, yeah, wow. All right.
Right, what you know.
Yeah, hey, you heard
he
it here
knew
first.
Mordecai.
Mordecai is real. Yeah. Mordecai'sreal.com.
He,
I mean, look at this lovely picture of Ray Winstone here. Yeah. And he's wearing like a beautiful sort of cream suit.
He looks fabulous.
He would be perfect as
Mordecai. So that's our Charlie Mordecai?
He also claimed that he consumed everything in moderation except drink, food, tobacco, and talking.
Well,
and he was loved and respected by all who knew him slightly.
That is Ray Winstone to a T.
That's perfect.
I think that maybe Sexy Beast was maybe...
Yeah.
Secretly a Mordecai movie.
Yeah.
What the fuck did they do to this book?
Well, what? Because it was just after Pirates or thereabout, like maybe a couple of years after Pirates.
Do you want Johnny Depp's movie?
Yeah, because
when was Into the Shadows or whatever?
That's 2013, which is... Would have been
year
it's
after. Post,
it's... No, it's before. It's before.
So when was it? Mordecai 2015.
And What We Do in the Shadows is 2012 or 2013. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, 2012 for Dark Shadows.
For
sorry,
that sucks, man.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Oh, you're the Lone Ranger in 2013.
Oh, yeah,
Transcendence in 2014.
Transcendence.
Tusk
hey,
in 2014.
Oh my God, I forgot they came out in the same year. Anyway, listeners, just quickly, can I have your attention? Transcendence. No one talks about. It's in my top three worst movies that have ever been made. I really challenge any of you to seek it out, watch it. You will find that you are bored the most you've ever been bored in anything
wow.
ever.
Wow.
It's so bad. Wow. It's a movie about a guy that goes into the computer. It should be good.
Oh, I remember seeing trailers for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's real bad.
Is it Johnny Depp or Keanu that goes into the computer?
It's Johnny Depp.
Keanu does in a different film, I believe.
Are you familiar with The Matrix? Well, actually, he goes out of the computer
of
in The
I've
Matrix.
I've actually never heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that was weird because I was...
Oh, there was The Tourist as well, yeah. Which I also kind of like put
associate
together
with Mordecai.
I associate that with Transcendence of like another stinker.
Well, it's weird because Mordecai gives the vibes that Johnny Depp had come off like Pirates, his big franchise, where he played a goofy guy. Mm. And then they were like, well, you're good at playing goofy guys. We've got a great goofy guy for you named Charlie Mordecai.
Yeah.
But it seems like instead he got off Pirates, made a bunch of really dour, weird, stinky movies, and then...
Mm.
Maybe Mordecai was like an attempt to reclaim that goofy guy energy.
So
I think so.
Who knows?
Whoa, relax. Fucking Siri. I'm not talking to you. I'm doing a podcast. I'm trying to read out Johnny Depp's stinkers. the Pirates trilogy ends in 2007.
Okay.
Sweeney Todd comes out in 2007 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then he does the Imaginarium of Dr. Panos. Oh, yeah. Panassus?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was not really for depth. That was more of like, you know, helping out.
Yeah. And then Public Enemies, which is also in 2009, and that's the one where he plays John Dillinger.
Okay, crazy stuff, yeah.
Then 2010, and this is where, this is his last hit, I think.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's good, it just made money.
Yeah.
Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah, similar kind of like, let's be that eccentric energy.
An awesome anti-feminist masterpiece, I'm pretty sure.
Directed by Tim Burton.
Hey, baby!
Is that his divorce? No, he doesn't get divorced.
I just know that that's that movie where at the beginning they're like, Alice, you have to marry this man. And she's like, I'm going to go against society's rules. And then she goes into Wonderland and they're like, Alice, you have to save the day. And she's like, I'm going to go against society's rules. But then the lesson she learns is she should go with society. The lesson she learns is actually
society's got it right.
Society's nailed it. It's the right thing to do. Okay. You should marry this man for wealth.
Yep. Huh.
So just trying to find out like, book v. film of Mordecai, what, like, you know, the difference is. I'm trying to, someone's
hard review. Because it seems like no one's read the book and no one's seen the movie.
I just, like, there's one sentence here. Is in this case, the book is absolutely lovely and it's the movie that is almost spectacularly bad.
That's awesome.
So I think the last movie that Johnny Depp has made is in 2011. He's in a movie, a little movie called Rango.
Oh, yeah. Rango's a good time.
Snake
has a gun for a tail.
Oh, wait, no, 21 Jump Street. That was the next year.
So, again, I have not read this book.
Yeah.
None of us have. Kind of like you know, scrolling through what people are saying.
Oh, God, his career is so stinky.
Yeah. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Yeah! Like,
this could just be this,
could
like,
be Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Because, yeah, it's short, incredibly entertaining, well written, well structured, and is threaded through and through by a surprising amount of unexpurgated violence.
Oh yeah,
cool.
It's a good formula for a fun farce of a crime movie.
And Johnny Depp's career got the solution here. So in 2013 and 2014, he has two of maybe the worst years an actor can have.
Yeah.
He makes The Lone Ranger, Transcendence, Tusk, and Into the Woods, which I also believe is a bomb.
Yeah.
Then does Mordecai straight after that. He then does the sequel to Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Looking Glass, and he's clearly just chasing big, like weird.
I'm
excited to hear what this
is. Me too. I'm so intrigued.
Alice Through the Looking Glass. Then you've got to remember he's in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
That's true.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt your Johnny Depp.
Please.
Wormhole here, but so don't point that thing at me. Ends on so a desperate drunk art dealer charging the police with a gun in hand.
Is that how he?
That how it? How it end?
He dies.
Yeah. No, but he doesn't.
Suicide
die.
By cop.
Yeah.
Well, because
but there's a sequel, so I don't know.
That could be. I mean, yeah. Okay. In the sequel, is Mordecai alive, or is it his wife trying to kill the queen?
Was you and your fuck? What was the sequel called? I had it on my phone before.
Yeah, you and your stupid pistol or something. Something like that.
Yeah.
After you with the pistol.
Okay.
After you
I think the world at the moment is ready for a sort of like mid-budget crime farce. You know? Okay. Where it's punchy and the action is entertaining, but it's also very silly and sort of goofy. Kind of like a later Oceans movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely money to be made in Mordecai.
So Mordecai is like, he's an honest art dealer, as honest as an art dealer can get, who deals in stolen or otherwise crooked art. He's fairly well off. He's petty. He's not the youngest anymore.
Okay.
And of above average weight. So he's a bit tubby.
Okay. Ray Winston, baby. Ray fucking Winston.
You can get the Mordecai trilogy. I've just found the Mordecai trilogy for $8.50 secondhand.
Yeah, he's like 1 foot firmly in British aristocracy and the other foot firmly planted in the grift and dirt of a life lived at the margins of legality.
That sounds great.
He goes to the UK, to the US, and back to the UK.
He's just sort of, you know, roustabout. He doesn't mind getting his hands dirty, but he's also
a really good book.
Yeah, I know. It makes me want to read. It makes me want to read the Mordecai books. Because, get that trilogy. $8, put it in the back here somewhere.
Yeah,
we can read it whenever we want.
Yeah, well, let's see. Let's just quick. I'll, Yeah, well, I'll find it on a site I trust, yeah, and I'll just quickly buy it now.
He's not a hapless idiot.
Yeah. He sounds like a sort of...
He's a capable fighter, drinker, and negotiator.
Yeah. Fucking...
Okay, okay. So, again,
who
not
would you get to
much.
Direct? Who would you get to direct?
Someone that can
Guy
kind of
Ritchie?
Do... potentially Guy Ritchie's Guy Ritchie. If, actually, yeah, Guy Ritchie kind of... When he's making a good film.
Yeah, yeah, Guy Ritchie, yeah, true. It is a bit of a
I was going to say also like, yeah, like a Shane Black when he's making a good film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of like vibe of a director.
Yeah.
You kind of almost want some way, something that is, yeah, it looks like it's funny,
yeah,
but it's not meant to be stupid.
It's not,
and slapstick.
It's not a comedy.
It's not a Mr. Magoo.
No, 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 no. It's like funny, but it's also like, it feels like you want it to be like a ride, you know?
Yeah.
Like a fun.
You want it to be a guy over in over his head.
Absolutely.
Because again, the second movie is about him trying to kill the queen. Or the king, if we're doing it in modern
Yeah,
era.
If it's a modern take on the Mordecai classic.
So, yeah, you kind of want a little, you know, someone who can easily play, just an average Joe,
yeah,
a bit on the tubby side.
He's
a bit kind of like, you know, I made a bit of money, but I'm fine dealing with it.
Like, I made a bit of money and I'm living the high life, but I know my roots are in the street.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. And so, if, you know, when the shit gets tricky, yeah, I can still
kind
of take care
like
of
a,
myself.
Like a character actor, like, again, like Timothy Spall.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've mentioned him a couple times in the last couple episodes, but I think I like his energy.
He does have a good energy.
Absolutely. He'd make a great Mordecai.
So a lot of these actors, I don't know how well they would do in like a modern, like, you know, this kind of thing. Because Timothy Spall, Ray Winstone in their heyday.
I'm bringing a man out of maybe actor retirement, but maybe he could do it. He could be gritty. He's British. I think he could be gritty.
Yeah.
We haven't really seen that. We've seen Moody from him.
Okay.
But it was more angsty than Moody.
Right,
and he hasn't acted for a while, and I don't know what he looks like anymore.
Mm.
Rupert Grint.
Whoa!
Ron!
Yes! Sold! Rupert Grint would make an awesome Mordecai. Yeah.
And then you cast, so if we're making this movie, you go Rupert Grint, everyone's like, holy shit, he's back. Yeah. After Thunderpants.
Can he do like an M. Night Shyamalan TV series?
Yes.
Or is he
on
in...
Apple, maybe?
He did a TV series where maybe, don't quote me on this, the premise is Rupert Grint's friend has faked cancer.
Okay.
But then he gets cancer for real.
Well, I know he's also in a movie maybe where there is a, like, they adopt a girl who is haunted.
There's also a movie. Here's another one to try and emphasize.
Uh-huh.
Bill Nighy is a hitman. Rupert Grint, he wants to...
That's Wild Target. That one I know. That's a real movie.
Is that movie good?
Bill Nighy, though. Chuck him in, Mordecai.
Maybe he could
be
Jock.
Not Mordecai, but... Oh,
I was also thinking, though, for Jock, and maybe this is a crazy piece of casting, Jason Statham. Because if Jocko is always kind of the comedic foil and he gets the bad end of the stick, I think we've never seen Jason Statham in a role like that. And I think he could do quite well.
Yeah.
Getting knocked over, getting fucked around. I guess it is hard to tell if that's a product of of the Johnny Depp Mordecai movie.
It's like Charlie Hunnam.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even like, again, like, I think you get like some of, like, again, I don't know, again, don't know half these characters what they do, but some of them seem like, oh, you get like Hugh Grant in there.
Oh!
He's like
Hugh Grant could play the crime boss or whatever whose painting it is.
Yeah.
Who's going to play, I forget the character's name, it was a normal name with an unexpected L, Pleater? Lawton?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? One of the characters had a random L and a normal name. Johnson?
I don't know who you're talking about.
He was the police chief.
Right.
Daniel?
The police chief.
Yeah, the police chief who was like...
Martland. Like Martin, but with an L.
Yeah, Martin.
Martin with an L with land at the end there.
Okay.
I just stumbled across whilst looking at Rupert Grint to figure out what you're talking about. So he's done two M. Night Shyamalan things. There's Servant, which is the TV series.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's where... A baby's replaced with a reborn alive doll or some shit.
Right.
He's also in Knock at the Cabin, which was the movie.
Yeah.
But he's also in a television series remake of the movie Snatch. Now, that came out in 2016, this TV show.
Yeah.
It had 2 seasons and 20 episodes. What the fuck?
Stuff just happens these days.
Yeah.
You just don't even notice it. Yeah.
Oh, the final hour, the final action at the end takes place, the Lake District and the area of, you know, in Britain. It's all beautiful and nice. Oh, how'd they ruin this?
How did he survive suicide by
cops? I don't know yet.
I don't know. But also, like, what if he doesn't?
Mm.
What, you think that the he's just dead in the sequel?
That would be crazy if we did this in our movie. Then somebody else is the new Mordecai.
Every movie is just a new Mordecai, and it turns out you become Mordecai not by your first name, but by marrying Mordecai's wife.
Yeah.
Johanna Mordecai is the true Mordecai.
She's the true Mordecai of the Mordecai
movie. And then you become
movie.
Mordecai by marrying her, and then she makes you kill the queen or get shot by cops or
yeah.
go to America, I think was the plot of the
third
one.
I think that's the third one, yeah. We gotta read these books, though. Yeah. I think this is our new Fletch.
It seems that like you can see some of like again Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, where like some of like the characteristics of that character there was kind of like, you know, based in these kind of like these stories.
It's a very classic sort of trope. It's very archetypical kind of.
And so if you imagine like that was what they were going for, they get Johnny Depp doing a silly accent and doing little walks and being carried by Jock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you picture how he talks in this movie?
Mordecai.
Is it like a very like.
Because I feel like I have
kind of like this.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I watched the trailer on silent, didn't I?
I don't know.
Do you want to. Should we do a voice reveal?
Yeah.
We should all guess.
I'm fairly certain it's some weird.
Like he's meant to be.
Like pseudo French.
Like it is me, Charles Mordecai.
I think he kind of sounds a bit like this. That's my guess.
I reckon it'll be like, hello, my name is Mordecai.
I'm like excited.
Like a Cockney goblin.
Cockney goblins, British geezer.
Yeah.
Listeners, fucking like strap in unless you've.
Already know.
Here we go. It's time for the world famous baseless speculation Mordecai voice reveal. In 10.
No.
In 15.
All right, let's have a squeeze. Let's have a little.
It did. My phone did try to connect to the TV that this recording is connected to. So
okay. We'll see.
Sorry, bad man who wanted to fun.
All right, this isn't Mordecai yet.
Yeah. That's Ewan. I think that was Ewan McGregor.
Alright.
And you would like me to find it, precisely. What is in it for me, as they say?
Do it for Queen and Country.
No. Alright, Queen and Country, travel and living expenses, reasonable overhead.
That was Mordecai.
It's like a sleazy snake British man.
Yeah.
The most uninteresting choice.
Oh, yeah.
He just sounds like Johnny Depp doing
sound
a bad
kind of like a little bit of British.
I'm Mordecai.
Yes, it's me, Mordecai. No, I will not help the country unless you
pay for
my flights.
Do you reckon that was a little Easter egg for all like the Mordecai heads who are like, he's going to try and kill the queen?
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Do we think that was a joke? I mean, I guess it was a joke. Apparently. We just heard, but like, it's just crazy that that was the one of the jokes they decided was good enough for the trailer.
Yeah.
Was they like, will you do it for King and Country? And he's like, no. Then the joke was that he'd do it for money.
I was like, weirdly.
Yeah, that is a funny joke.
That's the joke.
Ewan McGregor, I feel, would have probably
done a much better Mordecai.
Because he can play someone who's clearly in and over his head.
Yeah,
right?
he can play an irascible rogue. You know, he can do that.
Who is
movies. He's stressed in movies.
Yeah.
He plays movies, dude.
Because you want someone who's like stressed, being like, I'm in over my head, but nah, I gotta. Yeah. I'll just do this then, and just like keep going forward.
Absolutely. You want somebody who's failing forward throughout the movie.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about. You've got the rights to. Don't point that thing at me.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, we're making a movie out of this. Now we need star power.
Mm.
Johnny Depp has just come off a string of stinkers.
Yep.
But maybe he's cheap now.
But he's sure, still, he's come off these like string of stinkers, but the production of this film would have gone for a few years prior.
Yeah, very true.
So they would have, you know, locked in the contract probably on a high.
Yeah. You've locked him in maybe around Alice in Wonderland, around Sweeney Todd.
No, it would have been a little bit later than that, I reckon. I think that there is a chance, because there is pretty much no news about the production of this film, and the fact that it was only made for $60 million or whatever, and has all of these actors, they're striking while the iron's cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been like...
freezing.
It wouldn't have been freezing, and he was probably looking for a redemption film.
Well, because it's not like it would have been the run of stinkers. It would have been like, he's done really well, he's had a couple not-so-great ones, but every actor does. Mordecai can be...
He's back.
He's back. Johnny Depp's back with Mordecai. Yeah.
Well, he's not just back. He's trying to do pirates.
He's going goofy guy again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's funny that this movie... Like, Mordecai it's just Knives Out, but bad.
Yeah. Mm. But what's crazy is that that's not the book. The kind of comedy that the movie ended up being is not the comedy that the book is.
Maybe, clearly. Like,
well, I mean, we've not read it, so who knows. But at what point did that change happen? Was it influenced by Johnny Depp?
And now it's going to be hard for me to go back to read the book.
Yeah.
Not that I was ever going to, but I am curious. I will read maybe the spark notes of the book and be like, how crazy does this get?
For sure.
But I will be imagining Johnny Depp the whole time.
Yeah, me too. How could you not?
He's famously Mordecai.
I'm curious to read it to see just how many mentions of his mustache are there.
Yeah, was that?
Or if that is like a full-on invention.
Like a complete, an affectation designed by the studio.
The author of the book had a mustache similar to that in one photo I saw of him.
Okay.
But then much later, he was a much larger man later in life. So I don't know. Did he write the book about himself?
Who knows? Very hard to say.
And if he did, why did he end his own book with his suicide by cop?
And was it that, like, the situation where that was the book and then he was like, maybe I should write some more?
Mm.
Like,
I'm going to kill the queen.
Was it planned as a trilogy? Or was he like, the book ends with me getting killed by police, the end?
The book definitely wasn't planned as a trilogy, and maybe there's a fourth one based on my quick Googling, but these books aren't popular enough to have their own Wikipedia pages, so it is very hard to tell.
The fourth one, I think, is a historical prequel. If that makes sense, or historical something. I don't know. Quickly
is it about
that.
Mordecai's ancestors?
But, he's a shady art dealer, and he's cynically narrator of his own adventures. And Martland is his old school nemesis, and he's now a policeman.
And the book's written out of order, which means it wasn't a planned trilogy.
Oh, okay.
The second book in the series was written last.
Okay.
Which means that he must die in one of the books.
Yes.
Well, maybe the first.
Maybe the first
Potentially
one.
The first one.
He dies in the first one by cops, and then we go back, which would make, if we're making a movie, if we end the first movie with him getting killed by cops, then the second movie takes place before the first movie.
Yeah.
Are we just making prequels all the way down, and then a historical prequel set in
Rome.
Senator Mordecai.
Wow. Mordecai Caesar.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it works.
Hail Mordecai.
Mordecai used to be on all the streaming services in Australia, and now it's on none. And I'm glad for that, because I would go home
otherwise
and watch Mordecai.
Otherwise, tonight would be Mordecai night. Right,
yeah.
I guess you just have to torrent it.
Oh, no. Sorry, at part-time rogue. I'm going to steal your movie. I'm not. Not because it would be hard to do, but because I don't want to watch it.
No. I don't think anybody wants to.
But I would watch our remake. So
yeah.
Rupert Grint, who we casting is. Let's just rapid fire his casting.
Rupert Grint is Mordecai. Jock? I was saying Jason Statham, but maybe that's crazy.
No, that's good, because it plays on his recent, well, it's not that recent anymore, but when he made Spy.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, sorry, just to add more bullshit to this. You know how you're reading about, like, you know, whatever, Goya, whatever? That's the painting, Goya. Yeah. The Satin eating his own son.
Oh, that's the
like,
one.
That's the guy, like the paint. I don't know whichever painting it is.
You're not in the movie?
Like,
that's
no,
so
it's
funny.
Not that
but I'm just like, oh, I didn't realize it was like, that was the plot. Oh, that's
Satin devouring his little
it's
boy.
It's a made-up painting
for the
movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's inspired by one, but it's not one of his cool
that's
ones.
That's so weird. Why not use that painting? Maybe it's costs money from
who knows? Just insane to me to think like, wow, you've got such interesting like things you can really do, but they just didn't. Rupert Grint,
Jason Statham is Jock.
Jock.
Who's Joe Hanel?
So we need someone that's like roughly, I guess, like an actor in their like 30s.
Late 30s, maybe.
What about someone like, I can't remember, I think she's like borderline cancelled, but maybe someone like Emma Roberts? I think she's like roughly the right age.
Okay,
like,
why don't we do a Harry Potter reunion?
Oh my God.
Emma Watson? Well, look.
Why not?
Yeah.
I'm sure she's lovely and she's done a lot of good work, but I don't think she's a very good actor.
All right, never mind.
We
need someone.
Oh, the
somebody who seems like they'd be willing to kill the queen.
And also, they need to be a little bit old, like, because, like, you can imagine someone like, because, like, if you're just like, Rupert Grint's wife, like Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Like,
I can picture
that. Sydney Sweeney can currently play, like, in her 30s or, according to Euphoria, 17 or whatever.
Yeah.
What about the person? I don't know if you've seen One Day on Netflix, but whoever who plays Emma and Becca Mod, she was really good. She could definitely play.
Show us.
She was very good in One Day. Had a good time with that.
Yeah.
Chuck
her in.
Chuck her in. Why not?
It's a Gwyneth. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think if there's anyone obvious we're missing for a Gwyneth Paltrow type, but also...
Well, like, I just don't think it's Gwyneth Paltrow's type. I just think you got to be
they
like...
They did that for the Johnny Depp one, but...
You got to be someone who's like, Mordecai, let's get married so I can kill the queen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. a schemer.
Yeah. Schemer.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon she could pull that off.
What about Marlon?
Marlon. All right, so you want his old school nemesis.
Yeah, so somebody's roughly...
I mean, once again, you could just go...
Daniel Radcliffe.
Why not?
Daniel Radcliffe.
Although, if you like his more recent stuff, has been great.
Yeah, I really love
Henry Cavill. Henry Cavill, if I want to say his name right.
Henry
Cavill is a funny choice against Rupert Grint.
Yeah.
Because Henry Cavill's got that, like, hyper-competent sort of vibe.
I can't see him as a cop.
Yeah, that is... What about a detective? Like a police detective.
Well, yeah. What about my name is Uncle? My
name is Uncle.
I'm just trying to be a better uncle. My name is Uncle.
Yeah, he's a spy. I just don't know. Which I understand is a kind of cop, but I'm like,
isn't
I don't
he
know.
Also a cop in Fallout?
What?
Mission Impossible Fallout. Oh, right.
What the fuck is that?
Cop Wasteland? What?
No, not that fucking silly little TV show that just came out. I'm kidding. I love Fallout and every...
You're Johnny Fallout, we know.
Yeah.
Every fucking... everything that's an adaptation of a cool nerd thing, I'm number one fan.
Yeah, I know, dude.
Don't come at me in the comments.
I don't know. I can't see Cavill as a...
Yeah.
What about Simon Pegg reprising his role as Nicholas Angel or whatever, but a different name?
Simon Pegg I could see.
Yeah.
He's like a bit older, but I think it still works.
Yeah. What does Rupert Grint look like?
I was going to say a younger Martin Freeman, I think, would be good for that role. But
yes, but unfortunately
he's in his 60s now or whatever. He's like 75. He's an old man, yeah.
Rupert Grint, 2024. Yeah, you could pair him with... Simon Pegg.
Rupert Grint looks awesome. Mm. I got to give raps for Rupert Grint because we have the same shaped head. I'm just realizing.
Oh, yeah, you do.
For the spherical headed fellas out there.
It's you, Rupert Grint, and Paul Dano.
Paul Dano, we got that same orange head. We got just like a big round bowling ball on our necks. It's awesome.
Rupert Grint should be in more movies. He's an interesting looking man.
Yeah, I agree.
He's a bit too, maybe old than we're thinking, but like Christian Bale.
Christian Bale
as the as the nemesis, but also like go call.
Yeah, okay.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Christian Bale, good choice.
Mm. Hopefully, Rupert Grint just kind of packs on some of the kilos for his role.
Absolutely, I'm sure he could.
Yeah.
What about Fang?
Whoa, Rupert Grint's wife is named Georgia Groom. Wife is Groom. Whoa. Also, that's a problem.
What?
Her last name's Groom, but she was the wife, and he's the groom.
Yeah. You know you have groom and wife.
Yeah. You may now marry the wife.
Groom and wife. I now pronounce you groom and wife.
So Fang, I don't know.
Fang, I think, is not a minor. He's just a minor player at the start of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just like,
it could be anyone.
All right, who's
like, there's like a bunch of like those character actors that are like, I don't know their names.
Yeah, but you know.
But they would be really like, any kind of like part for this kind of stuff.
Do you know who would be good as Maitland or whatever the fuck his name is? I've totally blanked on his name.
What's he
the
in?
Detective? He's recently popped up in the MCU in Ant-Man. And he's in WandaVision.
Oh, yeah. The
guy who either loves or hates magic tricks. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, what the fuck is his name?
I'm going to look up Ant-Man. I'm going to find it for you.
He might only be in Ant-Man 2.
Is his name Johnny?
Johnny Wu is his name, I think. The character's name, not his name.
Maybe he's in Ant-Man 2.
I think he's in Ant-Man. He's in Ant-Man 2 and Quantumania?
Let me look up WandaVision.
Yeah, I think he's
spell it right, Zammit. Come on.
I think he's definitely an Ant-Man 2, but I don't know. But he would be good.
Jimmy Woo,
yeah.
And he is played by...
Yeah, he could be on
Marlon.
He is played by, in a reveal, Randall Park.
Randall Park's got such a fucking good name. How did I forget that?
That
Randall
sounds like a great place to go. Yeah. I want to have a picnic in Randall Park.
Yeah.
He could be Marlon. He could be Marlon.
Okay, now who's... Yeah, I guess like who is...
Oh, Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Paul Rudd. yeah, true.
So who is directing this? If we are like a... Who's like a more of a, I guess, a modern day... Yeah.
Guy Ritchie.
Who's Guy Ritchie, but in Guy Ritchie's prime?
Yeah. Because I don't think Guy Ritchie should be given this now. I don't think we need that. No. I think this needs to be a young director.
Or if you're going to go with an older director, you'd go with the guys that are making, like, what's his name? The Deadpool guy.
Oh, yeah.
The one who made Deadpool 2, but also maybe made John Wick.
Yes.
And also made, like, Atomic Blonde and shit.
Yeah. Because it's kind of the vibe you want this to have.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as, like, high impact, or whatever.
It doesn't need to be that violent.
No, but he wants somebody who has, like, a good sense of action and a good sense of, kind of like...
Well, what about one of the directors of the Fast and the Furious movies?
Okay.
I was like, the director of John Wick 2 was Chad Stahelski?
Chad Stahelski is the other director of...
What a good name.
They split up. Like, I'm pretty sure that Stahelski won. I'm pretty sure David Leitch and Chad Stahelski directed together.
Yeah, okay.
One was also just Chad Stahelski. The writer was Derek Kolstad. What good names. Everyone's got
good names. Great names. We're stuck with stinkers. Fabulous. Well, you two are all right. Yeah. Jackson Bailey.
Zaman
Joel. Zaman at least, you know.
Joel.
Joel's good.
What the fuck movie did this fucking guy fucking... Oh, yeah, he co-directed with Chad Stahelski.
Okay.
So I was right. He's just uncredited, but he did do it.
You're looking at, like, the Deadpool 2 director?
Yeah.
Well? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He also directed Bullet Train.
Oh, yeah. Bullet
the
Train.
Fall Guy,
I like Bullet Train.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking Bullet Train's kind of the vibe you want for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this could be great. And I think you're right. By changing the name from Mordecai to Don't Point That Thing at Me... We've got the great benefit that nobody in the world remembers other than us now.
Yep.
And the listeners out there remembers the movie Mordecai. So if you release a movie called Don't Point That Thing at Me, no one is going to be like, oh, it's a Mordecai remake.
No.
Because that movie has been memory-holed by society.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until this exact moment.
Oh, you're bringing it back.
Where I'm just...
Rupert Grint, you're playing someone called...
Charlie.
Playing a lovely guy named Charlie. He's a bit of an art... He's an art thief.
What's the surname?
I've just got a notification from YouTube. In the future, this video has got 1.5 million views, and everyone's got Mordecai Madness.
Whoa!
They really liked it how we were on our phones the whole time because we were learning about Mordecai.
And that the title of the episode is completely wrong. the opening, they love that. It's good for the algorithm.
It's good for the algorithm, and everyone's sitting around being like, "Baseless Speculation is my new favorite podcast."
Oh my God, I think I got an email saying that we're given complete and utter custody of the Twitter account of Mordecai. Whoa!
Oh my god, that would be a dream.
My change number one. I'm going into that handle and part-time rogue. It's been good for a while, but now that it's in my hands, full-time rogue. And the first tweet, I'm retweeting that Glass Onion is now available on DVD.
Then nothing for 4 years.
And then I'll be back.
Yes.
I might just tweet Who's Hungry.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a perfect tweet from the Mordecai Twitter account. Who's hungry? Hashtag Mordecai.
That's great because it gets engagement because like people will say me.
I just ate lunch, so no.
Yeah.
Still engagement.
People are commenting. Yeah. I am hungry.
Hey Mordecai, great to have you back. I'm hungry.
I am hungry right now.
Who's hungry?
Who's hungry? That's the best. That's the greatest tweet of all time.
Yeah.
Who's hungry? it's good stuff.
I almost said bigger and badder things, which I guess actually
yeah, still true.
Bigger and badder things with Baseless Speculation this year, as you can tell.
I think so. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we've been the BS Boys.
See you on Twitter.
Stay Mordecai.